All right. Let me ask you a question as we get started. Hey, when was the last time you updated your LinkedIn profile? Not just slapped a new job title on it, but really, actually, hey, I optimized it. You know, I put my accomplishments, my recent accomplishments, or better yet, when's the last time you thought about how recruiters and hiring managers are actually finding people today? Here's the truth, right? The executive search process is not what it was 5 years ago. And if you're in it right now, you absolutely know that. Heck, it's not even the same as it was 2 years ago because technology has significantly changed the way we do things, right? Networking has changed and the competition has definitely changed. If you're still playing by the old rules, you're going to get left behind. So today's episode isn't just about how the executive search is evolving. It's about whether you're evolving with it. And by the end of our conversation, hey, you're going to know exactly where you stand and what changes you need to make. Interesting article I want to share with you. It's on the Wall Street Journal. I know some of you are tuning in on Spotify, but basically the Wall Street Journal dropped an article saying that if you don't know this, this is kind of crazy that they said this, that they are in an executive search, the average person is spending $10,000 in different fees, whether it's interview coaching or resume services, et cetera. And I thought that that was extremely interesting. It seems like career advising and career coaching, as it's been extremely more competitive in the workplace, it seems more individuals are leaning on that, especially those in high levels. If you're tuning in live, just give me a moment. Let me pop it in here. One moment. And then I always get tripped up here. Here we go. And then I'm sharing it down below. There we go. So very interesting article by the Wall Street Journal. Okay. So let's get back to it. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden, right? Welcome to another episode of Success by Design. I'm your host. 22 years, man, I was just thinking yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, 22 years ago, sorry, 24, okay, let me back this up. On August 13th, which was yesterday, I've officially been retired from the U.S. Army for 2 years now. It is wild. I don't know. I know other people probably tune in that retired on this podcast. But yeah, in hindsight, I was just thinking, man, of all the times, the purpose that was drilled into me, basically everything that the Army did to make me the person I am today. So, hey, just wanted to give a shout out to the Army and those still serving. Now, here on this podcast, we talk about all things career, especially for those who are ready to take ownership of your professional journey, because that's the only way you're going to get to where you're going. Whether that means looking for your next role, leveling up your leadership, communication skills, or really just redefining what success looks like. Now, today, we're tackling a topic that I see even trip up the most experienced leaders, and it's the changing of this executive search. So we're going to talk about, hey, what's changed? What are the new roles? What are the mistakes people are making? And finally, a step-by-step plan to recession-proof and future-proof your executive search so you're not just reacting, you're leading. Let me start with like the obvious, right? For decades, executive search, right, was closed door, right? People had Rolodexes, old Excel sheets. You waited for a headhunter to call. Maybe you had a few networking dinners, and then you were probably on like a short list. Now, the entire game is digital, it's data-driven, and it's shockingly fast. So these are some of the biggest shifts that you need to make. Number one, technology is king. Technology is king. If you better, for the sake of your career, not just for your job, but for your career, you better start learning artificial intelligence, technology, and ways to make yourself even more what's the word I'm looking for? Not more valuable, but just more productive, you know? But hey, let's get into it. Recruiters aren't just starting with their personal networks anymore. They're starting with LinkedIn Recruiter most of the time. AI-powered sourcing tools and databases that scan like thousands of profiles in seconds. If you're not optimized for these tools, plain and simple, you're going to get left behind. Do you know we have so many people that join the Executive Career Upgrades program, which by the way, if you need help in your career, we've helped almost 10,000 people. And you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast to schedule a free career consultation with our team. But it'd be funny that a lot of people don't know the back end of LinkedIn, and a lot of people's settings are even wrong. Their settings of like, people can't even view your picture. You know, we had someone set up to where they basically, it was like a confidential thing. where they didn't show their picture, so like no one would connect with them, right? Or they don't have their correct settings open inside of LinkedIn, letting them know, hey, I'm looking for a job, but not the open to work, just headhunters using LinkedIn Recruiter. There's so many things you got to know, and there's so many reasons why you're not being seen. And if you're not optimized, you're invisible. Here's another thing that's shifted. Let me know if this is impacting you, right? The competition's gone global. Remote work opened the door for companies to consider talent from anywhere in the US and abroad. That means you're just not competing with good old Tampa, Florida, or your hometown. You're competing with your country. You're competing with executives worldwide who are hungry and aggressive in their search. Times have changed, ladies and gentlemen. Number three, speed matters more than ever. Roles that took like 6 months to fill are being decided a lot quicker with the use of AI, sometimes days. If you're not ready with a polished brand, a clear pitch, you know how to interview, you know how to talk about money, you're going to be left behind. Now, also, and lastly, the definition of leadership has really shifted. Companies aren't just looking for functional expertise anymore. They're looking for culture, adaptability, and leadership. You know, and then I remember just last year, I was working with the VP of Ops, phenomenal background, multi-billion dollar transformations, but his LinkedIn looked like he hadn't touched it since 2015. We optimized it. We built a content plan. And within 30 days, he had three interviews lined up from companies that had never heard of him before, because now he was showing up in searches. He was more visible, right? So, hey, probably need to do a whole new episode for that on how to get into the back end of LinkedIn. So here's the new rules for standing out. Your digital presence is so important. Forget your resume. Your digital presence is so important. This means your LinkedIn headline, you know, it's like your elevator pitch. Your profile needs to read like a value proposition, not a resume with job description details. So your digital presence, man, if someone's looking at you and you find their resume, guaranteed the first thing they're doing, they're going over to LinkedIn. Hey, what's this person look like? How are they presenting themselves? And the challenging part is you're your own PR department, right? Executives who stand out are publishing thought leadership. They're publishing articles. They're engaging with industry conversations, right? They're commenting on other influencers in their market and niche, and they're being visible in the right communities. If you're silent online, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a rough many years until you retire. And remember, relationships always matter, but they're built kind of differently now. Like, networking is still king, but inside of these three-hour steak dinners, it's like quick value-add emails, LinkedIn voice messages, and strategic introductions, right? The pace is faster and the expectations and the follow-up are higher. And lastly, if you really want to stand out, man, be ready all the time for an interview. Opportunities come fast. If someone calls you for a conversation and you need 2 weeks to get your materials together, or you need prep, you know, all these things, you've already lost to someone who's ready. You know, think about it like Formula One racing. The car that takes 15 seconds longer in the pit stop, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to lose the race no matter how fast their car is on the track. Now, I want to make you self-aware, right? Let's take a moment of self-awareness and say, I want to let you know in the common mistakes people are making right now. Don't make these. Number one, waiting until they're unemployed to start networking. Waiting till the last minute, till they really need it to update their resume or their LinkedIn profile. Believing headhunters that will find them. Guys, holy crap, man. We just talked to this person. We had a potential client on call with our enrollment department yesterday, and they choose not to move forward with their services, which is totally fine. And they're like, hey, I'm going to wait for a recruiter and a headhunter to find me. We're like, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been looking since June of 2023. If a headhunter or recruiter was going to find you, they would have found you by now, right? That's why I love my mentor, Grant Cardone, who always says, hey, if it is to be, it's up to me, right? Headhunters, hey, good luck. They're probably not going to find you, unfortunately, especially if you're not branded, doing thought leadership, etc. The last mistake is failing to clearly articulate their value. If you can't answer the question, why should we hire you and someone else in under 60 seconds, you're going to be in trouble. You know, I had a client this year, COO, major manufacturing company, brilliant guy. But when I asked him to tell me why, hey, like, if they ask you this, what are you going to say? He talked for 5 minutes without ever actually saying what made him different or why they should hire, right? So we fixed that part. And within a couple of weeks later, hey, now he works. He's the COO of a company. I think he makes like $300K and he gets bonuses, et cetera. Don't make these mistakes. Let's recap. Don't wait until you need a job to be networking with people. Don't wait till the last minute to update your resume and LinkedIn profile. Don't believe that headhunters are going to magically come to your home and make your dreams come true with the perfect offer. It's not going to happen. And make sure you know how to articulate your value, because someone could call you right now. Are you ready? I hope you are. Now, let's get tactical. Here's your playbook to make sure you're not just keeping up, you're staying ahead. Optimize your LinkedIn profile. The headline, the section, the experience, descriptions, recommendations, everything needs to speak to your target role, and you need to showcase why you've had measurable impact in that. Okay? I would highly recommend just to get someone to help you. Hey, we do resumes and LinkedIns here at ECU. If maybe, you know, you are looking for your next opportunity, but not really attacking it, kind of like you have a good job, that's a reason to maybe get your LinkedIn updated. You're going to stay there for a while longer. But hey, you should always, always have that. What if someone called you right now? What if your friend Bob or Jane called and said, Tim, dude, I was just talking to this CEO about you. You're perfect, et cetera. Hey, do me a favor. Shoot me your resume right now. He wanted to see if you're available next week. It's not updated. Come on, man. Always be prepared. Build a visibility plan. You need to be posting one time a day on LinkedIn to stay relevant. You need to comment on industry conversations, share relevant articles with your own insights. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, in 2025, we are an online world. Online, online, online. And if you ain't online, life's going to be just a lot harder for you, especially if you're trying to move and navigate this whole business world. So hey, stay proactive on LinkedIn. Network proactively. Set a goal. Man, talk to one new person a week, one new person every 2 weeks. That could be peers, mentors, competitors. I don't know, someone, you know, but recently, you know, I'll just, you know, following my mentor, he said, Grant Cardone was saying, you need to get connected to people, man. If you want more money, if you want more opportunity, it's through people. Make sense? And if you're not around people who lead to money and opportunity, you ain't going to get no money and you ain't going to get no opportunity. People, it's crazy. It's people like, man, everything's going wrong and I just can't do this and this and that. And they're doing it all by themselves. They're not getting connected to people. No wonder you're having so many problems. So, hey, that's probably the one thing I want you to take away from this podcast today. The only way to get job opportunities, the only way to get increased compensation, the only way to get more money, ladies and gentlemen, you got to talk to people. Hopefully you're good at it, which means step number four, you got to practice your pitch, man. You got to be ready to clearly and confidently answer, what do you do? Why should we hire you? Without rambling. Man, it's the most annoying thing forever. You ever do that? Hey, what do you do? They're just talking for like 10 minutes and you're like, yeah, but what do you do? Effective communication. And step number five, you always have to stay in learning mode. Right, the people that are going to get hired the quickest are the ones who can speak to current industry trends, changes, innovation, not just what worked 5 years ago. So, hey, I wanted to come to you today and say the executive search process has changed. It's faster. It's more digital. It's more competitive. But here's the good news. If you're willing to adapt, you can outpace people who are still stuck in this old way of thinking. So here's your action items for today. Audit your LinkedIn profile. Create a visibility content plan. Start networking before you need it, and always, always, always be ready for an interview. And remember, if you're not evolving, you are absolutely falling behind. And as always, hey, if you got value from today's episode, hook a brother up, go on over to Spotify, go on over to Apple, leave me a 5-star review, share it with a colleague or friend in your network who's going through their own executive search. If you're ready to accelerate your results, you know where to find me. Right in the LinkedIn DMs or over at execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next time, design your success and go make it happen. I'll see everyone next week.